Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is a Thursday, March 17th, 2011. This is audio boo number 69. Well, it's March Madness. I am actually up in Reno, Nevada, betting on sports games and taking a few days off from work. So, day one in the books, and actually did pretty good, so I'm happy about that. And I'm actually going to bed early, so I'm happy about that too. It's a long day watching basketball from 9 o'clock to, I don't know, was it about 9:30 at night? Anyways, a bunch of us come up here, so it's an annual trip. It's been pretty fun. So anyways, one of the things that happens when you're on vacation is you become detached from the news. As a matter of fact, I was surfing on my iPad here as I, using the MyWi jailbreak app on my iPhone, so I could connect to the internet on my iPad. But anyways, looks like Japanese stocks are kind of rebounding a little bit, huh? And today we had a really nice big rally, a little bit of relief rally. And you kind of wonder, I guess I'm at the stage where I'm thinking, hey, how much is this of this pullback is prospects for the future of the economy? And how much of it is just, hey, we need a correction, we needed a catalyst. Japan came along and had, you know, the tsunami and earthquake and nuclear meltdown, which is all still going on. But how much does that affect our economy? And it's kind of crass when you say that. But anyway, so you kind of wonder, you know, what's the basic driver? You know, you have external exogenous events sometimes, and their effect on the market can be temporary. But then eventually investors get back to caring about earnings and the future plans, capital expenditures, that sort of thing. So I don't know. I think we're due for the correction. You know, we've had a little bit of a pullback, and you know, from I think it was 2003 to 2007, we didn't have much of a pullback at all. I mean, weren't they all under about 5%? And you know, maybe we're in another period like that where, you know, where it's going to grow, and you know, we'll see. Anyways, hey, having a good time. My lock of the day tomorrow is Marquette. There you go. Play at your own risk, because I did not win all of my bets today, even some of my locks. Hope you're having a great one. See ya. Oh, and you know what? There's no music today because I'm using the Audioboo app to do this, so see ya.